We're so conditioned that if we don't have the tape recorder, we forget. We are affected by Kali Yuga. But every time we hear again and again, we capture more and more. Sometimes I listen to the tapes that
there
you...
There is nothing to learn from me. You know everything. You are so qualified.
As you translated in your Jiva Dharma, everything is there in the heart, but we need the Ladini Shakti and the Samvit Shakti to bring it out, and that's coming from your mercy.
You are nearer to Ladini Shakti than me.
Oh, funny. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. When Aditya asked you about her deity worship, you said that... You said that the Goswamis did Bhav Seva, not Archan. Could you explain what is this Bhav Seva deity worship?
In Vaidhivakti, devotees do Archan. And it is essential for them to do Archan. Even for the does Seva to Gurudev, it is also under Archan. To cook, to serve Vaishnava, everything is Archan. But gradually, when he has some greed towards Raghan Bhajan, then gradually it is transferred into bhav. Then Archan becomes house. We try to do bhav seva. Sanatana Goswami erected temple, and there he prakashit kiya, manifest.
Revealed.
Published.
Huh? Established.
Established. Madan Mohan ji. So many cows he he brought, and so many kinds of preparations were daily given to Thakur ji, Madan Mohan. So many Brahmins were engaged to do service of so many services. So many lands were cultivated.
Cultivated?
Everything was
grown.
Fruits, vegetables, and everything. And very good management was done. And Sanatana Goswami left it all in the hands of Pujari. And the Pujari were given monthly something.
Yes. Salary?
Huh?
Salary?
Salary. The salary they were doing so. Not salary, but some donations, lands, and other things have been given. So that their family should be maintained. And Sanatana Goswami, after establishing everything, he left at all. And doing bhav seva. He Radhe, he Lalite, he Vishakhe, where are you? And bhav seva, Ashtakali Leela.
The times of the day of the pastimes.
In his heart. Always weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling in earth, sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, Bhakshana and other. Always. One night in one on the tree. And remembering the past times which hell under that tree. Mm. Always in Bhorade, Bhorade, Bhairade, Bhorade. This is Bhavasana.
Now Raghunath Das Goswami had the Giri Govardhan and still he was doing the Bhav Seva. So how did he do both? What did he do in relation to his deity?
Then he used to know that Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna and that
Gunjamala.
Gunjamala is Radhika. Both he is serving. Sometimes on the top of the ear, eyes, sometimes on head, sometimes ear. Always dipping, making bath from his ears, always.
From his tears?
Always.
But he never like put, because I thought he worshipped Giri Govardhan with Ganges
Om
water
Krishna
and...
Om Krishnaya Namah. Om Girdharaya Namah.
No.
Always knowing that Radha is Radha and Krishna. And always mentally and heartily doing all this. Sometimes it may be that he may give some flowers, but he always treated it that they are Radha and Krishna.
Sometimes devotees...
In the morning he is saying that Shyamala has come and Srimati Radhika is telling her, oh, it is good morning, Suprabhat. Prabhat, you know? What do you know?
Not much.
Suprabhat. Because you have come here, so it is good morning. This morning is good. Because you have come and I have seen you. My Asa Saru. Asha tree, Asha means
hope,
is growing. Leaves are very green. And sakhis are giving water in the root of that Asha taru. Growing so, but no fruit. When fruits will come, he is remembering these things and the Sharla is giving answers. Oh, this tree is so strange, Ascharyajanak, strange. The roots are growing on and so green, this tree is, and it is full of manjaris, it is full of fruits, full of ripen fruits, so good smell is coming. And you are testing it daily, so much, that so many symptoms in your body has come. But yet you are telling that fruits are not in tree. Srimati Radhika tells that what are the symptoms? I don't know. I have not seen fruits. There are no fruits at all. See, then the fruits are very golden time. And they're full of so much rasa. Rasa, you know?
Taste. Juice.
Juice. Only juice and juice are there. But that juice, your eyes have been colored in red. By testing here, there had been what?
Dimba fruit.
Huh?
Dimba fruit, red lips.
Red lips.
Oh, red lips.
मैंने कुछ भाव जैसा हो गया खाते खाते
injured red
not red
bitten
injured
any injury
bite
by taking
that
rasa I am seeing and I am saying that from you are when you take taking taste of this fruit so much rush comes out that it has gone through your this breath there are so many signs there yet you are telling that I have not seen fruits when she told self Madhiradhika I have become mad I don't know I have one time I have seen that like in very very andhakar ratri dark night then there is rainy season and amoshya ratri no?
Amoshya
without moon.
What is that? Without moon.
What?
Without a moon. In the evening, at night, but there's no moon.
Yeah.
No moonlight. Dark.
So dark. And clouds are there in the sky. So more dark.
Uh-huh.
And there are tamal trees everywhere. So more and
dark.
And rain is falling. So more dark. And in the meantime, thunderbolt kya prakashit hua.
Lighting.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in a second, or a thousandth part of a second, it can invent. Flash so little.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I see Krishna, I saw Krishna, but like this. And when in a dark night, we thunderbolt we see, then chakacham na lag jata hai. Haan, puzzled ho jati.
Puzzled.
Eyes become puzzled. Understand?
Pale?
Puzzled.
Your eyes become bewildered, you get confused about what you're seeing.
Nothing is seen more. If there is thunderbolt, not thunderbolt, then everything we see something. But if we see lightning, and after that, we cannot see.
You can't see 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You're blinded.
Yeah.
Light. I have seen, but I am puzzled so that what Krishna, pankha chalao to dekho to hai. है हमको जरूरत नहीं पड़ती तुम लोग सुखी जीव है
माया में है आप ये सोचते हैं कि ये शरीर मेरा नहीं है पर हम सोचते हैं हम ये शरीर में हैं इसलिए हमें शरीर की तकलीफ महसूस होती है
She is telling that I don't know Aisha and but Aisha. But who am I? Who is he? What he did? What I felt? No memory, nothing. So these are thoughts.
So
any dasi is hearing and understanding all these things. These are thoughts.
And feeling separation that when will I serve you in this?
Yeah. In separation she is feeling. And in meeting Radhika and Krishna, she is feeling that I am also meeting.
But I mean like Raghunath Das Goswami who's doing the Bhav Seva, he's thinking of the past time and praying, when will I serve you in these past times?
Now pray something. We will not be there. When that Shakti will Halladini and some will come and it will easy for us us to remember all this. They will come as very easily.
Mm.
But now we will think and
force
want
it.
To bring them in mere memory. It is very hard.
Mm.
So we should pray that Rajni Shakti should come, Raghunath Das,
this is Bhav Seva, along with Vilap Kusmanjali.
Srimati Radhika is in Java. Shamla has gone. Now I had to make bath for Srimati Radhika to help her and to do Shingar. You know Shingar?
Decoration,
yeah.
Ornamentation.
Ornamentation.
Combing the hair, rings.
Keep all the ornaments, sindoor, altar, all other things. And to cook, and to do everything according time to time. These are house. First sakhis are ordering, and what I felt necessary to do, everything. By and by, first pray, then try to read, try to hear more and more, try to make your heart to receive all these things.
Sometimes devotees who are seeing you, when they chant their japa, they either meditate on how they're dressing the deities or they're doing archana paditi in their mind, manaseva, not praying, can I do it, but just meditating on doing it. Is this proper? It seems different from your instructions, although these people are also hearing from you.
But that I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Guru tells one thing. And 100 devotees hear according to their path program and do what they like. But if anyone's heart is so nearer to Gurudev, Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, they can understand that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said one thing. So many devotees have taken it according to their qualification. We should not try to anukaran karna. Hum logo ko anusaran karna chahiye.
Anusaran
Follow.
We should try to follow, but not to
acting like
that.
But I don't know what to say.
Anukaran or anusaran?
Anusaran
karenge, anukaran
nahi karenge.
Anusaran is following.
Anukaran?
Acting.
Imitating?
Don't imitate. Don't imitate. Uswami. According to our qualification, we should try to follow.
What would imitating be?
That I became any gopi.
Oh.
And doing like gopi.
Oh.
This is imitating.
Uh-huh.
And to follow, to pray for their mercy. And when we will have so qualified, we will be so qualified, that their mercy will come. And we can follow and serve like this. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when a day will come that I can serve Srimati Radhika going to Avishar for Krishna. Understand?
Avishar, I don't understand. What's Avishar?
Avishar, meeting Krishna.
Meeting. Oh, help them. Get together. Help them with meeting.
Sri Radhika wears white dress and goes to meet Krishna in full mood. Like these all happen. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Arup Goswami or all other Goswami pray that when a day will come that I will be so qualified that at that time I will follow and serve Sri Radhika and Rup Manjari. These are prayers. These are anusar. And to be at once like the
Last time we were
at all, Manan, we should see that whether that greed has come actually or not. If greed is not there, we'll have to go down surely in calm. So we don't want that. Very, as greed is there, very slowly, but steady should be. So that our mind should not go in calm. Always. And that is why your Prabhupada, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakteswar Siddhanta Saraswati Sahib, had not ordered disciples to do like that. That is. Because that proof has been seen, Sahaja Baba, Imam Sahaja Baba, and also in our group also, those who do, they don't want to follow and practice. They want to be gopi and to do, think and read all these things. We should do according to our qualification.
In this commentary that we have of Vilapkusmanjali that you said we could read, there are some excerpts that he quotes from Govinda Lilamrita. Is that okay to read those excerpts? You told us to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu translated by Swami Bhan. So I'm halfway through and he's been discussing the different offenses in deity worship and the benefits of deity worship. So I'm confused because the deity, the Archivigraha deity, is Krishna, and when you put a garland on the deity, it seems like the Vaidhi Bhakti devotee is doing the service and the Raganuga Bhakta is saying, I'm not doing the service, yet the Raganuga Bhakta is higher. So what's really happening?
You should
do. Do what?
Thinking that he is Krishna and he sees Radha. You should worship. By doing so, greed will come. And it will be thick and you will progress. We should do all by the bhakti, anga. Anga means?
The different parts.
Parts. We should try to do all. And by doing so, our heart will be qualified to take all these.
But in the Vaidhi Bhakti Archan, you think that you're already doing the service.
But doing that service, you should think Raganuga.
How? How? Raganuga is
as Mangalati is going on. Anyone doing worship, Archan, they can see that. All Lalita and Vishakha are doing it is morning. Radha and Krishna are now going to be separated. They are so much
lamenting.
Lamenting. And Lalita Vishakha are
performing arti.
So many things. We will pray for their mercy at that time, that all the things which occurs in morning with Radha and Krishna should come in a way by the grace of Lalita Vishakha and Yogamaya. how they are waking Radha and Krishna, what seva they are doing at that time, and what they are thinking, how when they are separating, anything which is left on the beds of Radha and Krishna, Rati Manjari brings it and gives it to Rupa Manjari, and she gives to Srimati. Srimati is telling that who has brought it, and she knows he gives it that her or anything to that Palyadashi, and she becomes old. So in Vaidhi Bhakti, Bhakti will anga, all will be done. And in that we will think of Radha.
So when the devotee is moving the lamp, what should they think they're doing by moving the lamp? Because they're not actually...
You should remember that leela.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there is going on.
It's just to remind you.
That, actually, that leela should manifest here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be there.
But the devotees who are not on the level of Raganuga, the ones who are doing...
He will think like... He is bound to think...
that I am doing this. That's just to attract him so
what
gradually.
What he is doing, but any Raganuga bhakta, seeing everything will manifest in his heart according to Radha.
Mm-hmm.
In Jagannath, the priest is doing archan pujan of Jagannath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing, is weeping and seeing only Jagannath, not Jagannath, as Bhajendranandan Shyam
Sundar.
They are doing what they are doing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking all that things in Prajalila.
You told us once that the Manjaris, when they sweep in the different pastime places, they're weeping. Why are they weeping?
They can weep when Radha and Krishna are meeting. Seeing this scene, hearts become so melt. And when they see separation, they also be in both. If a child, after some time, meets her mother, mother becomes to be, and so much happiness. And when he does not see her child in separation, she weeps. So, in both ways, he can be. Symptoms of all these things, like Ashtashakti Bhava. Here in practice, in Dhumai, full of
smoke.
Smokes. Like that, they come. But it is very, very good thing. If as a might it comes, yet it is. If two or three drops of this comes, sorry, I have done today some study. And if they are not self-separation at the time of bhajan, we should think that we are so wretched, we are so down, that all these things are not coming. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in his Sikshastra, Nainan Galadashudareya Bhagavan. So we should lament. And if really there is lamentation in our heart, this is we should try to do.
I'm so fallen that every time I lament and do the right thing, I get puffed up about it. Oh, I lamented, and then I lose everything.
We should not think like that. We have lamented. but it will give something pleasure. That time we will say Gurudev that by your grace something happened. Not according to my qualification. By we have realized something by your grace. Then it will come and wash some of it. This is what.
A few years ago, I started a book about my memories of Srila Prabhupada, about 5 years ago. But I wasn't a good writer, so I tried to get different good writers to edit it, but it always became worse. So yesterday, I got a package in the mail from one editor, and it was much worse than what I wrote, so I decided I'm going to have to do it myself because only I know what I mean. So, but then as I was looking at it, I could see that what I wrote at that time, I understand things a lot better now, but still my understanding is very limited. So I was wondering, should I not work on this book at all, maybe for a few years, till I get a better understanding of Prabhupada and then do the writing?
That is the case with me.
With you?
I think that I should write something. But I see that I can write after 1 year more good. What I was thinking, now I'm thinking, I see that more progressed. What I wrote yesterday, now I will have to correct it all. So I cannot do anything, write anything.
But everything that you do is perfect. Perfect and more perfect than most perfect.
But yet I'm so dumb.
But should I attempt to write the thing now? Or should I wait, actually?
You should do.
I don't know anything. You are my everything. You're my...
You can write so best.
You're my intelligence.
I cannot write like this. I like your writing.
No, seriously. Should I try to do it now, or should I wait till I get more realizations?
What?
Because it's several hundred pages. It's like 300 pages.
You can call it?
Yeah. Should I do it now?
And what do you will get us in future? You should do as that. Say, Kotobaji?
Swabara.
Swabara, Adjeshman. You have any book?
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Now I can, I'm not getting anything new. Talking and going.
You're always in Swarasiki Upasana, Maharaj. Unlimited pastimes entering your heart at every moment. Not only that, you are the object of Upasana. You're the object of meditation.
But I can't. There are so many problems. My heart is so like stone.
Asru Taranga Bajo, that's you, Maharaj.
I cannot read. I want to read. I want to learn how to read.
The reason I asked about the book is because you told me to wait till I get more realizations for preaching.
I think that somewhat you have been what? पहले से बदल गई है
change
somewhat you have been changed in thinking.
I'm all dry, Maharaj.
Are you... realizing or thinking somewhat more than what you used to think?
Very, very much more. Still nothing, but very much more.
I think you have been changed.
By your mercy.
There is more and more to
go.
So much. It is beginning.
That's why, as you told me to wait for preaching till I have more realization, that's why I thought the book about my remembrance of Prabhupada should also wait.
Preach also.
Uh-huh.
Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
In preaching, you will realize new and new things.
Mm-hmm.
By telling all these things
mm-hmm.
to qualified persons,
mm-hmm.
not to unqualified persons.
Mm-hmm.
To them, you should only by the bhakti. To chant Hari name, not to take acts and all these things, smoke and all other things, and all what we preach.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna is superior head, and there is Shakti in Krishna. There are 10 kinds of Dasmul Siksha in Jaiva Dharma. We can preach all these things. What your spiritual master has told you, you should know. And this should be told and heard among a special devotee who has some taste in this, not for you. Try to read Srimad Bhagavatam with the explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Goswami. This will add more and more.
You mean the 10th canto?
Yeah. Or anywhere, but especially the 10th canto. Regards with gopis. Gopi Gi, Jugal Gi, Venu Gi, Hamar Gi. Explanation.
In the Vilapkus Manjali commentary, it says that the Manjaris are love personified. The Manjaris are love personified. They are the personification of love, the Manjaris.
Personification.
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 They are love in person.
To Krishna.
That the Manjaris who serve Radhika, they are themselves love personified. Could you say something about that?
I'm not understanding.
Personified. Mm-hmm. Like Radhika is Mahabhav in person, the person of Mahabhav. Mahabhav personified. So the Manjaris are also love personified.
Oh. Srimati Radhika has so many bhav. Ashta Sakhi are a special bhav or Radhika. So any Manjari may be as personified love of Radhika. As Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Shri Goswami Vilas Manjari, Sanatana Goswami Lavan Manjari, they are all a specialty of their own. And they are personified love of Radhika in them.
Some aspect of her complete love they are? Is that what it is? They are some aspect, some part of her love?
Of Radhika love, especially. I can't express fully in English this thing. If you need Hindi,
right.
Oh, very
Okay.
This is something lacking in my.
I'll try harder. Why does Tulsi Manjari address Radhika as Sham Jew? What does Sham Jew mean?
Shama Jew.
Shama Jew.
Krishna is Sham. Uh-huh. Radha is Shama, I mean wife of Radha.
A wife of Radha. Of
not
Krishna.
Wife, but Priyatama of Krishna.
Right.
Bihari, Bihari Ji. Biharini Ji.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Uh-huh, the consort.
Bihari Ji and Krishna.
Right.
Why Bihari Ji?
Because he's the personification of pastimes.
With Radhika is Bihari.
Uh-huh.
He does Bihar with Radhika. And Biharini. Biharini, who is Biharini?
Radhika.
Why?
Because she
does Bihar.
She does it. He does pastimes with her, right?
Shyamaju, Shyam. Krishna, Krishna. Radha is Krishna also. Krishna is Sri Mohan, Mohini, Mohini. Vrindavan Biharini. Vrindavan Bihari. Jugal Kishore, Jugal Kishori.
Madha Madhavi.
Madha Madhavi.
Do all the associates from Braj go with Krishna on his road show, his Prakat Leela, to the different universes?
Again.
When Krishna does Prakat Leela in the different universes, do all the associates, all the Manjaris, everybody come to each universe? Like Rati Manjari is in every universe with Krishna and Radha? Yeah. It's described in many places that Radha and Krishna are smeared with sandalwood or kumkum or a guru, and it says it's smeared on their body. So does this mean it's smeared on their body, or there are painted designs all over their body of sandalwood or kumkum or whatever? It says that Krishna has sandalwood. Oh.
Krishna has sandalwood.
You can tell her.
Krishna has sandalwood and a guru and saffron smeared on his body. So is it that it's just smeared, or their designs? Does somebody paint designs all over his body of these things?
Krishna ne jaise wo kumkum chandan
kushal hai gaon mein kushal hai kushal hai
मैं पूछे कि चंदन और कुमकुम ये है या किसी ने लगाया पेंट किया किसी ने
डिजाइन
बना था
लाइक पिक्चर्स
व्हाट अगेन
इट सेज दैट कृष्णा हैज सैंडलवुड सैफ्रन अ गुरु एंड राधिका आल्सो स्मीयर्ड ऑन द बॉडी इज इट पिक्चर्स ऑन द बॉडी और जस्ट ग्लॉब्स ऑफ
There are so much drawings there.
Drawings?
Beautiful kala.
Oh.
Kala, you know?
Artistic drawings.
Krishna has to do so much labor and practice to do one makari on the body of Srimati Radhika. And Sri Radhika also makes some pictures of all this.
On Krishna's body.
Sometimes Sakha do. Sometimes Sakhi do. And it gives so much inspiration in their heart when painting.
Why? How?
I cannot make you realize, but I can realize. You also may realize but it cannot be told.
Okay.
It will be but
realize,
like Krishna, touch anything on the cheek of kapol of Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
And by this kapol, he, well, it is not good. Again I will say.
Mm-hmm.
But he smudges it. I mean,
he smudges it when he touches it.
Kapol, and they become both so free. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna gives garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika. What becomes there?
It becomes crushed.
Huh?
Crushed, smashed.
There are so many things go there. So many things. She tells Krishna, don't do so. And he does so. And there are so many things there. It cannot be told. One is a real life.
Well, I'd like to ask you, since you mentioned that I want to leave this sphere, do you think there's something in my mind that's making me so sick? You were just joking.
Without any dust disturbance and without any check.
Also, do you think that I should not bother following this doctor in America, but I should see yours because there's some connection with you?
What?
Do you think, because you recommended a certain doctor.
Certain?
A doctor. Because it's coming from you and you have connection with Srimati, should I not follow this other doctor, but follow yours?
In what way you will be quite okay regarding your health? This could be. I was thinking that a doctor who saw me, and I was suffering from my stomach becoming so weak. Taking his advice and medicine according to him, I became gradually recovered. So I thought that if your health is going with me bad, and if you see the doctor, but if you feel that you are better by that doctor, you can.
Okay, I'll try that and then come to this.
Try and see sometime. If you are not correct to be this, that American doctor, then you can come and arrange to you see.
Okay. Last time that we were here, you were beginning a Srimad Bhagavatam class with these devotees, and you invited us to stay. We said no because we can't speak Hindi yet, but should we stay anyway to pick up here and there or not?
Don't waste your time. You should always know that by knowing all these siddhants, bhakti siddhants, understanding, you will be able to preach more and more, and you will be qualified to preach more and superior. So you are not going to check your stop your preaching. So I think that if I will help and he will learn some all these things, it will be good devotees to preach
more and more.
So I have to spend more time learning Hindi then, so I can attain those things.
What do you think, Prabhupada?
Okay. You said that we should only be, well, we are only interested in Radha's relationship with Krishna, but I feel offensive because, say, when I'm reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the qualities of Krishna that inspire the Bibhav ecstasies, that I only like to read the pastimes where Radha is involved. So is this offensive if I quickly go through the pages until I find Radha's name and then read those?
Don't do so. Otherwise, you will not reach the goal. Everything where Radhika's name is not there, yet the pastimes of Krishna is only to search Radha. Everywhere. In morning he goes to milk cows. Why he goes? There Radhika's name is not there. Why he is going?
So that Radhika can look from her house to see him.
And he will see. So everything, why he is going to cowherd?
So he can sneak off and go meet Srimati at Radhakund.
There is not name that he is going with Radhika.
Right.
If you search there, that time, Radhika name, you will not find there.
But sometimes it mentions his pastimes with the Pandavas, like giving his quality of Dhirodat, it may mention a quality with the Pandavas. So
no. It is to make understand the devotees. He should know everything. What is fire he should know. What is water he should know. Then he will cook. He should know everything, wrong and right. So that he cannot make wrong, he should do right. What is lie, what is real, he should both know. Then he will be able to know that what is truth, what is lie, what is wrong, what is right. So we should know the aim and object of concept, and also know Dalita, Visakha, Chitra, Siddham, Subal, Sakha, Nanda, Yasoda, Devaki, Vasudeva. We should know the difference between Nanda, Nanda and Yasoda, and Vasudeva and Devaki.
Yeah.
Okay. Gopal ji, kya?
Sarla.
Sarla? Achha, theek.
You told us some time ago that we should learn the technical terms so that when you speak to us, we can understand. So in reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Kila Kinshit, Vilas, Lalit, Alankar, there seems to be a lot of overlapping.
At first you should know what is Advaigyan? No? What is Advaigyan?
Is that like Achintya Veda Veda Shakti?
What is Achintya Veda Veda? The terms about Jeev, Nitya Baddha, Nitya Mukta, Emang, and Anadi Baddha. These are all terms. We should begin from here. And then, in the end, when we have some taste and some greed towards only Radha Dasya, then we will know what is Kilkinchit and what is all these things. otherwise they will be deceived.
In what way?
Huh?
Deceived in what way?
In every way. Maya will come in place of all these things.
We have studied the terms anadi, jeev, anitya, bada.
The pratishti.
What is that?
With realization. And then we feel all these things, greed. Then as Vijay Kumar and Brajana, they began their bhakti, we should do like this. More chanting, more hearing, more all these things. Practicing one step, and it is finished, then second step. When it is finished, third step. By and by.
Although you told us to read those parts from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu now about the different ecstatic symptoms.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we will find only Sant, Dasya, Sakya, Basan, Non, Kil, Kinchit, and all these called.
That's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
No, this is in Ujjwal Neelmani.
Well, Prabhupada, our Prabhupada quotes it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya, it has been given. Not fully, but
something.
Only some trace.
Like the Vyabhacharis and the Anubhavs is discussed.
We know what they are.
Right.
No? And then try to make it in our heart as a rush.
How?
This is the problem. This is the problem. How to? We have water, we have sugar, we have lemon, we have gulab jal, rose water, everything is there. I took 1 kilo of sugar and 1 bottle of gulab jal, gave, and 2 drops of water I made. Will it be rush? No, it will be not rush. Everything has been given, but water is not given sufficient. What is given sufficient? Only a little sugar has been given. No rush. So you will have to give in proportion. How to give? This is...
So we should read some of the...
Read, and we should practice, we should hear. It is most essential to hear from our seniors, to read ourselves. To read ourselves will not do so much. It can help. But with anubhuti,
realization,
with the realization, if an other superior, senior, and a rasik Vaishnava tells anything, you will gallop 1,000 years. What you will think, you will gallop 1,000 years at a gallop. Understand?
So if I have a choice, it's better to, and I'm not here, it's better to listen to your tapes than to read something.
I'm not listening to listen my only any other superiors.
Okay.
Who have any sabda, good sabda, faith, fulfilled.
So it's better to hear tapes than to
and
read the books.
If you cannot hear, you are so much far away or any reason, at that time we should read also. And again, after reading, we should take lesson from any Shiksha Guru or anyone.
In the commentary of Vilap Kusumanjali, it says that Gopi comes from Goop, or protecting, so Radhika is always protecting Krishna's senses. Like when he lifted Govardhan Hill, she made everything easy for him by arranging everything. Can you explain that further?
This explanation is full, but...
Full? Okay.
Because Srimati Radhika is Shakti.
In text number 17 of Vilap Kusumanjali, we have two different translations. So I wanted to see from you which is more correct. The verses Atisu Lalita Lakshaklista Sobhagya Mudra Tati Bir Akit Adika Tustya Chiniti Krita Bahu. O Queen, whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other translation is, whose fair complexion is like the pride of yellow turmeric with scratch marks on it, as though the yellow turmeric, the beauty of the yellow turmeric includes scratch marks. I couldn't
again,
understand.
Explanation first.
One says, O Queen, whose fair complexion... Queen, whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of... Like when Krishna scratches Radhika. Scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other one is that whose fair complexion resembles yellow turmeric with a scratch mark on it.
Right.
With a mark of a nail on it.
On what?
On the turmeric. I couldn't understand it.
Turmeric means healthy.
Healthy.
Turmeric.
Tumor
means healthy. What is the difference between two?
One says that her complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric, as though it was defeating the pride of the yellow turmeric. And the other one says that it resembles yellow turmeric that has a nail mark on it. And it didn't make sense unless you can make sense out of it. What is
telling that you know
turmeric.
Turmeric.
Yeah.
T-U-M-E-R-I-C.
Haridra.
Haridra is in color. You know, you have seen? Friend, it is not right, not written. If you do like this, or scratch like this,
nail,
then it is so good, earless. The body, the color of Srimati Radhika, body, is like that, more than that. Not dry turmeric.
But it is green.
Green. Not green.
The
root.
So he is telling you that.
Green mane kacha, green mane chuni.
Or we can take it that if a man scratches a tamarind with this, any scratches lines comes. So here Krishna can do like this to Srimati Radhika. So these scratches are more thousand times beautiful than that. Is remembering. Next, right?
Yeah, the other
same. Other meanings?
Yeah, you seem to have covered the different meanings.
Srimati Radhika has in his this feet. This is feet, lower part of his
toe.
Jaw, you know?
Jaw?
Like wheat. Just like wheat.
Like wheat?
Wheat.
Wheat.
Wheat, you know?
Wheat for bread?
Yes.
When it is wheat, not...
not flour.
Like this. Jaw is also like wheat. Something long. It is so much used for medicines.
Body.
Brahma first has done it. So Srimati Radhika has some chinha of this jaw.
Symbol of jaw.
Oh, symbol.
On her toe.
Oh.
Here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And in face. Everywhere jaw. And swastikin, you know?
Like that.
Swastikin. Ankus. See?
Ankus.
Or elephant used for?
Gold.
Kya?
Gold. G-O-A-T. Gold.
Gold.
For driving elephant.
Driving elephant.
And this thing, Dhanush Baan. And so many things, six things, kinds of all sandals she has in her. And she is remembering that when Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika. You know Swadhin Bhartrika?
No.
When Krishna is serving Radhika, according to his her will, then Radhika is ordering that you are poch dena. You are
not done it properly?
you have cleaned my all these red colors. You should again, you remove, you have removed by your head.
So you have to put it
again. So now again you should put it. Then he is going to put. And sometimes he takes here, sometimes in here, sometimes worships, praying, and this comes here on head. So, this is the Saubhagya of Radhika, fortune of Radhika. And that is why Krishna is at that time. Vashibhut of Srimati Radhika, Prem. Vashibhut? Is under control of Srimati Radhika. Right? So this is very Radhika. When you are ordering me, Mane Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, that Krishna does not know how to make it so good. He is doing so much labor, but yet his hands are not fit. Mm-hmm. They are trembling. So you should do. So she takes the kuli means
brush
from Krishna's hand. And she is to ask Krishna what becomes of Krishna's face. How he is feeling. And then he hands up herself, Rati Manjari, begins to do it. He is seeing towards Krishna how he makes his mouth. And she does this. So Srimati Radhika became angry and gave his feet here to Dashi. Dashi became so pleased that she has punished me. And by punishing, he has given chhap. Chhap, you know, sample. That you are my dasi. So he is so much pleased. So he is remembering this past time. And now he has abhiman, pride, that she has given me sample. So I am his pakka dasi. Pakka dasi, you know.
Very nice servant.
No, pakka.
Stamped.
Oh, stamped? Oh.
Stamped
servant.
If anything is without a stamp, same code, no value.
Right.
If they have a stamp, then they have had some value.
Uh-huh.
Now I am some value.
Right.
If Krishna will tell that, who are you? I will tell that I am Radha Dasi, because see my stamp.
অনুদান দিয়েছে টি ইউ আর এম ই আর আই সি টার্মেরিক
নাও আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড
আর অঙ্কুশ
ডু ইউ ওয়ান্ট স্ট্যাম্প
ইয়ার ফেস স্ট্যাম্প
নো রাধা
রাধিকা স্ট্যাম্প টু ওয়ান ডিভোটি আস্কড ইউ that do ladies have a better chance with Raganuga Bhakti because their heart is soft? And you said no, because generally ladies are not so strict. So how can I become more strict to become more qualified?
By Tattva Siddhanta, according to Tattva Siddhanta, understanding?
The conclusion of
Siddhant, Vaishnava Siddhant,
mm-hmm.
Vaishnava theory. We are neither lady, neither
nor male.
Right.
Male. Neither male nor
female. We are not Brahmin, not a Brahmin, non Brahmin. We are not sannyasi, we are not Brahmachari, where nothing of this is there. So in mind we should know that we are the servant of Srimati Radhika. Or likewise what is one. So if we have greed, then we should do accordingly. If we have not greed, then we will have to do with poison. This is this one. But generally it is seen that greed is they can whip at once, and they can fire at once. And males steady and form. For sadhak it is, at first it is required this. But they should be soft after that. So both qualities are required.
In the Vidagdha...
You see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follower, very few ladies in him. Very few ladies. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all six, after that, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, and all others were of this mind, that we are Radhika. So we don't, you should not be hatok samatho.
One disappointment. Disappointment.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
Disappointment. Don't. Male should not also be disappointed. Everyone has adhikar to go inter. Those who are qualified more, whether they lady may be or male may be, they are qualified to inter.
Hathos are dejected.
Don't be dejected. I first read Bhakti Swami Singh.
Hopeless.
In reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
also you should try to jagadhar at first. And then, not your Prabhupada edition. This will not do.
What, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu?
It is in very short.
Not in detail, in brief.
Not it. It is not fully Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But it is abstract
summary.
So, to read it, vistar,
detail,
you will have to go through the real Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ban Maharaj has written only Purva Vibhag, not others. But it will help you.
But Prabhupada didn't like us to associate with Ban Maharaj. Prabhupada did not like us to associate with Ban Maharaj.
You are not going to associate Ban Maharaj, but you are going to associate Rupa Goswami.
Where can we get that translation?
You have?
No. Where we can get?
You can read Jago Dharma, some detail is there. And you can read your Prabhupada edition, and where it is something, or doubt anything, come to me. And I will elaborately tell you.
But do we need to read the first half of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or can we start with part two?
First read Purva Sadhana. What is Sadhana? And then read.
Okay.
And do Sadhana accordingly. Without that, you cannot go and teach.
What do you mean by sadhan in this connection?
It is written in Javatar.
You mean Raganuga sadhan or?
Chan Harinam. With so much affection and thought. Always thinking all the things which we should think. How to serve Radha and Krishna? How Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed in Vilap Kushmanjali, Rupa Goswami, in all other his Ashtaka and Prasana, this way. And try to.
In the Vidagdha Madhava, there is a mention that Radhika appears to be jealous of Lalita and Vishakha. She says, I have seen Krishna's peacock feather on your flower pastime bed, and she seemed to be angry. Can you explain this? Because they are best friends.
It needs no explanation. It needs only to remember.
I don't follow.
Not following?
Because why should Radharani be angry or jealous with her best friend?
This is your ass. Sometimes.
It's just playing.
If it is not so, their friendship will not be so close. Sometimes it should be like this. If quarrel begins between Radha and Krishna is going on, why not with Vishakha and Lalita? It should be like that.
I see. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Understand something?
Something.
Something?
Something is better than nothing.
Let's see.
You are both. You are coming. There may be any fact that he should be jealousy with you. But there is no jealousy at all. There is prem. And it looks like that. There is no jealousy or irsya between Lalita and Vishakha and with Radhika. But it seems like Radha tells that I am not qualified, but you both are so much qualified. So Krishna goes to you and he does, she does like so. Always thank you. Sometimes she is so angry with Lalita. Manusha Narad done like so. He gave some samples on the bed of Lalita and showed it to Radhika. That here is Krishna. How it came? And she began to weep and not to speak with Lalita. After some time, Lalita told that, why you are so much angry with me? Then anyhow she told that, I have seen Krishna feathers there. Narad has given me and I have kept it to make you see that Narad has given me this. Krishna has not really come here. And he gives so many facts to Radhika. Then Radhika started inside. Actually, Lalita is not doing anything wrong. But yet, there comes anything which arises the Krishna affection, love for Radhika and Lalita both.
Some Some devotees say you don't like us to come on Ekadasi or Dvadasi. Is that true? You prefer that we do not come?
Everything is true and everything is not true.
Okay. Okay.
They don't want that they should, you should come. You should never come here. Because you take all their time. I also think that my all time goes. I could not do bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you have so much grit, you should come. And if you have not grit, then you should not come. I was thinking that today is Ekadasi, no man will come and disturb me. I was thinking.
Purajan said he was planning to come this afternoon.
No, he should come Trayodashi.
Trayodashi.
Purnima.
He's very busy then. Now.
Be busy. Okay, can
Ayurvedic medicine.
Right.
Herbs. Uh-huh. Herbs and so it will not be opposite to you.
Okay, so I'll come tomorrow at 7 then.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
They will be busy.
Okay.
They will have to go with you.
Okay. Okay.
If you are not taking medicine, then you can come. And follow his all Upadesh.
Okay.
Understanding?
Uh-huh, instructions. Okay.
This is temple.
You. Oh, this body.
Every
temple.
This temple. Where Radha Krishna should be served. So we should also look after it as we look after our clothes. So that it may not be dirty. So our this physical body should not be dirty. Not so that we cannot worship Krishna. So this would be